Keane O'Brien of Munger. Keane, I suppose, look, an injury for the semi-final, which you missed. How is it healing, or how are you set for the weekend?
Yeah, all good. I suppose I made a decision. I'd have had a lot of trouble with my knees in the last few years. I've had the two cruciates done, so I could have pushed it, I'd say, but I said I'd take the weekend, and please God, it'll be right for this Sunday.
And you got quite the test against Glenrothes at the weekend.
Yeah, Glenrothes, look, you're always going to get that from Glenrothes. They're hardy, they're well organised, and we were expecting nothing less, but we were kind of confident that if we could impose ourselves on the game, that we get over the line, and that's what happened eventually. So Glenrothes were a good side, but we were happy to get over them.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, this competition, this grade, the Premier Intermediate, extremely, extremely tight competition every year, and no different this year.
Yeah, definitely. Like, 3 years ago, we'd have been in a relegation final, and for the last 2 years, then we were in the semi-final, and this year we've gone one step further on getting to the final. So you could find yourself at either end of it fairly easily. That all the teams can beat each other, and I think it adds to the competition.
Thoughts on captaining this side to such a big occasion?
Yeah, look, it's a massive honour for me. I was just thinking that the last time I played in the county final was 2012 in an under-16 final, and I was captain the same day, but we were beaten by an Apiarshig side, so hopefully it'll be a more positive result this time.
Yeah, and I was speaking to the manager there, Shawnee, earlier as well about the fact that this Mungret side, so many getting it so right with structures from underage all the way up and playing numbers, all that sort of stuff. It's a massive opportunity to deliver and take the club to, I suppose, the grade that everyone feels they should be playing at.
Definitely, yeah, and I think that we're blessed with a very good underage structure. We have massive numbers because of where we are situated. In the past 2 years, we've struggled with bringing those lads from under 16 and minor into the intermediate setup, but I think we've a special group. We've kept a lot of those lads, so I think that's the main reason for our success, is that we are keeping a lot of those young lads that are flourishing at underage level.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, hard to argue that we don't have best two teams in this competition in the final, especially after the first match and seeing how close that was. You just got that inkling that you might be seeing each other again.
Yeah, I think so, and that was said on the day. Obviously, we were delighted to get over the line, having not played so well. But I think the thinking was that we would meet again, and whether it was a semi-final or a final, I think a lot of teams would have fancied ourselves and Kildaimo in the final.
And looking ahead to the weekend, Kildaimo, massive test.
Yeah, massive test. And look, they'll be deserved favourites. They've been very impressive in the group games. They were very impressive against a strong Bruff team. Compared to the results then that we've had, we've been winning as well, but we haven't been winning as handsomely as Kildaimo have. So look, they'll be massive favourites, but we'll have a rattle and we'll see how we get on.
I suppose, look, the final attitude or thoughts of the Mungret side heading out onto the pitch at the Gaelic grounds on Sunday evening?
I think it suits us down to the ground that Kildaimo are favourites. I suppose because of our age profile, we're a young team and we're kind of nice and relaxed, and I think it's a good way to be going into it. And look, if we kind of play as we can play, we'll be hoping to have a cut off Kildaimo, but we'll see how it goes. We're really looking forward to it.